You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know, a lot of you will snap pictures of your babies and your kids or the wife or the husband, and apparently some of you real savvy listeners of the Dr. Dahlia Show and pretty smart people out there will look at these pictures and call up mom or brother or, you know, message them going, I think something's wrong with your kid. So we're going to go through some of these cases where just random pictures of babies or spouse or whatever was put on the internet and somebody goes, you know, looks like you may have high thyroid or the kid's kind of bluish. I mean, it takes a lot of guts because you don't want to insult, you know, the mother of a kid. But we'll talk about those. Also, looks like there's a woman who was caught rubbing alcohol into bottles of orange juice on shelves at Starbucks. That's kind of odd. All right. We also have heart disease in kids. It looks like that heart attack risk may be able to pick up a lot earlier than we think. You know, we had recommended starting to do lipid panels and run kids' blood work earlier as a child, and nobody really did that. Well, we may need to, you know, think again and start looking. Also, a new recommendation for everybody between the ages of 15 and 65 to be screened for HIV. And I want to talk about this case where a family decides to get a second opinion on their baby's condition because the hospital had made some mistakes. So they go to another hospital, and then they end up getting their kids taken away from them. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy for your calls, questions, comments. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so from what we understand, 5-month-old Sammy was removed from his parents' custody by Sacramento County Child Protective Services last week and was transported to another hospital and put under protective custody at Sutter Memorial Hospital. From what we understand, Anna and Alex Nikolaev removed their baby from Sutter Memorial Hospital because they were unhappy with the care they were receiving. Apparently, he was having a heart murmur, was told he was in need of surgery. I think the nurse started giving him a medicine when the mother asked him what the medicine was. The nurse was like, I think it's some antibiotic. I don't know. And I guess from what we understand, reports, the mom kind of freaked out. So when the mom was told that the baby needs surgery, apparently the mother wanted to take him and get a second opinion. So she left what we call AMA, against medical advice, and signed the baby out without the doctor's permission. Took the baby to Kaiser Permanente. A doctor examined him and said, no, baby's okay, safe to go home. But Child Protective Services and Sacramento Police showed up the next day and took the baby into protective custody due to quote-unquote severe neglect. And then they are taking the baby back, putting the baby back into the original hospital that the parents did not like and had concerns about. So, this is a case where, you know, you're like, okay, wait a second. You know, you hear, you know, kids get taken away from parents because they beat them, they sexually abuse them, they neglect them. But what's actually happening here? What are we missing? All right. From what we understand, the Nikolaevs have been fighting to get their baby back. They've gone to local international media to explain their case. The court ruled yesterday that the parents must follow all medical advice from now on, including not taking their child from Stanford without proper discharge. Then there's going to be a county social worker who will make regular house visits to check on the baby once the baby is home. Now, what was this condition? We don't know. We aren't hearing. I mean, we're talking about one hospital saying the kid needs surgery, then the Kaiser doctor saying no. Now, I know some of you are thinking, well, you know, HMO, so, you know, managed care, of course, you know, they're going to, you know, say no. No, I don't know. I mean, you know, for a doctor to say no, kid doesn't need surgery, I mean, that's a pretty big difference in opinions. And And if the parents had concerns over that first hospital, why would the baby be forced to go back? Now, all we know are the parents' story. So the parents' story is that, the nurse was making a mistake. They freaked out. When they heard the baby was about to have surgery, like, you know what? Why don't we get a second opinion before you cut open the baby? Okay, so the parents' side sounds pretty logical to us. But, what if it's a little deeper than that? What if the other side was saying, look, they had been giving us a hard time the whole time. They didn't want anything done. They said they wanted to let the mother of the leaves and the god of nature and, I don't know, Thor, heal the baby, and they made up an excuse that we were injecting the baby with something that we weren't, and ran out of here, and it scared us, and we're worried about this kid's safety. I mean, who knows? We're not hearing the hospital side. But what if the hospital really doesn't have a side, and it happened the way the parents say it happened? What are your rights as a parent and a baby? I mean, how do you, what are your rights? Okay, now, I mean, if a child has a life-threatening condition, okay, and baby's brought to the ER, from what I understand, what I was able to do in the ER is, I mean, you fix that baby. Okay, a lot of times there's religious issues, like Jehovah's Witnesses may not want blood transfusion some of the time, or, so we know there's those issues, but you do what you can to save that baby. But if you have a baby brought in, something's wrong, and mom and dad take the baby to another facility, are they being neglectful? Now, did mom and dad take the baby home for about a week or two, and then when they got around to it, brought it to the next doctor? Brought the baby to the next doctor. I don't know. But then what if the child didn't have a life-threatening disease, and baby was brought home and baby was fine? Who makes this decision? Who does? So, it's just one of those things where, I want to know more about this because, you should have a right as a parent to go and get a second opinion. But if it didn't go down like that, I'd really like to know that side of the story. All right, guys, when we come back, let's talk about, I want to talk about children and heart disease. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I know, nice percussion there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Now, it sounds like XM, for those of you that listen on XM, and I believe many of you listen at the 5 a.m. Eastern, 2 a.m. Pacific time, during this hour, it looks like XM is going to be having a new channel, and or many new channels, and channel 166, from what I just got word of today, would be moving to channel 244 May 8th or May 9th. So if you all of a sudden hear the Dr. Dahlia Show not on your station, it's not because I got fired. I don't think I'm going to be getting fired anytime soon, God willing. Whew, thank God. But that means our show has it would be moved to channel 244. I don't think, for those of you that have XM right now, you can access channel 244. It's being created as we speak, all right? I'll give you guys more information as we get it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, you know, about 2.5 years ago, they made the recommendation that kids between the ages of 2 and 10 should get a blood test to check for high cholesterol. If mom or dad have high cholesterol, or grandma or grandpa. any of the grandmas or grandpas have high cholesterol. And, you know, nobody really jumped on that. And, I mean, I, of course, you know, because I'm, you know, my kid's mom, I made my kids get their blood test. And, oh, they hated me for that. Oh, mom, why? You know, it's scary. I mean, imagine taking your two-year-old to get blood testing. Mine were a little older than that, but they were old enough to scream and fight. And I'm glad I did, because one of them actually had high cholesterol. The other one didn't. The one that kind of resembles dad's side of the family, right? And then the one that resembles my side of the family, no. Yeah, of course I blame dad's side of the family. I blame everything that happens for dad's side of the family always. Why not? You know, he doesn't. Yeah. Yeah. Love my husband, but we blame his side of the family for everything. All right, well, now scientists are again, you know, trying to tell us, look, you may want to check kids' cholesterol panel, because heart attack risk starts as early as childhood. And if you don't want to sit there and do CAT scans and angiograms on your little four-year-old, then you may want to run a blood test. And not so much concentrate on cholesterol, but concentrate on triglycerides. Triglycerides to HDL, they have a ratio. And the ratio is what they think could actually clue us in into what your child's or your grandchild's arterial health will look like. Okay. Now, when we look at certain ratios already in the lipid panel, HDL is a crucial component. HDL is your good cholesterol. Having a lot of good cholesterol is a good sign. So if that's in the denominator, you're having then a lower ratio, great risk. But if your ratio is high, that could mean your HDL is too low, or the triglycerides or the cholesterol being used in that top part of the numerator of that ratio. Huh, bet you didn't think of this was a math radio show. The numerator, if that's being high, your ratio will be high, and then you'll be more at risk. Now, in late 2011, there was concern that a generation of children is growing up with already established heart risks. So this prompted federal health officials, according to Fox News, with the support of the American Academy of Pediatrics, to recommend universal cholesterol screening between kids 9 and 11. Oh, I was right about a couple years ago. Thank you. All right. But the focus was more on the LDL. Now they're saying, no, look at the triglycerides. I agree with that. Okay. One reason why a lot of my patients are being diagnosed with prediabetes, okay, even though their blood sugars are normal, it isn't because I want to make more money, and it isn't because I'm in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. I don't prescribe anything when I see that, but it's because I'm watching their triglycerides. And if I start to see someone's triglycerides go up, we got problems in the next 10 years. And if your triglycerides are high, you'll either become diabetic, not so much because of the high triglycerides, it's because of the pattern I'm seeing, or you're already going to be developing heart disease. High triglycerides worries me. I don't like it. And so they're saying now, maybe concentrate on the triglycerides to HDL ratio, looking at that. Now, when they did look at patients in the study from the age 10 to 26, they did fasting tests for cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, other heart risk monitors, and then there were these non-invasive tests that could look at the elasticity of your blood vessels. A third of the participants already had stiff arteries. A third. We're talking ages 10 to 26. Nothing's supposed to happen to us when we're between 10 and 26 with our heart. We already had stiff arteries. Stiffened arteries happen because of arteriosclerosis. Heart attacks happen because that builds up and blood doesn't get through, or pieces of that buildup break off and you form a clot. That's some serious stuff. 10-year-olds, a third of them, are you kidding me? So, if your kids haven't had a blood test, yeah, get it done. Okay, now how do you get your kids or your grandkids to get a blood test done? It's a normal animalistic response, an instinctive response to fight having a needle coming at you, pulling blood out of your body. And so I don't blame them for kicking and screaming. One thing you can do is get some Embla cream. Embla cream is a topical lidocaine cream that you can put on the area that's about to get injected. I don't want to say about to get injected. You got to put it on for about an hour before. Put a Band-Aid on. My only problem with that lidocaine cream, that Embla cream, is sometimes it kind of closes up the blood vessels a little bit. So they could be then a harder stick. You know, the same thing with, like, people say, well, why don't you ice it right before? Yeah, icing's good, but the problem, again, with icing is then the blood vessel will constrict. So, and then if you're, you know, digging around, it's hard. I mean, you know, we don't want to traumatize the kids. So if you don't think you're going to be able to get a blood test done, I think as a parent or a grandparent, why don't you just take the position that they could be high? And then diet and exercise. Why not? I mean, honestly, if you get a normal level back, what are you going to do? Are you going to say, oh, yeah, you know, go ahead and eat crap? No. So why don't, you know, one, test the kids. Two, if you can't test the kids, assume they have high cholesterol. And cut back on the cheese. Cut back on, I mean, any kid's menu to me bothers me. Okay, a kid's menu should actually be a smaller portion of the adult menu. If you go to a restaurant and the adult menu has salmon, then the kid's menu should be a small piece of salmon. If the adult menu is lean meat with some broccoli and vegetables, then the kid's menu should be just that, but it doesn't sell. Kid's menu is always macaroni and cheese, chicken fingers, hamburger, pizza, spaghetti. Those are the kids' menus all the time. I don't even know why we ask for a kids' menu anymore. We know. Why are we asking for a kids' menu? We know what's going to be on there. It's going to be crap, 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 and more crap. Okay, that shouldn't be what a kids' menu is. A kids' menu should be the parents' portion. Now, if the parents are eating crap, you're screwed. Right, yeah. So, we're just, you know, we're doing things wrong, and I think we're really doing our kids a disservice. Now, I have two kids. I talk about my kids all the time. One, great eater. Loves the fish, loves the vegetables. His weight's good. The other one, no. No. If it's not on a, if it's not brown or greasy, he won't eat it. And cheesy, he won't eat it. That's a problem. That's a problem. I got a very picky eater, and he's the one whose cholesterol is kind of high. So we have him exercising. We try to, you know, I try to always serve fish if I can, and you know, you do what you can, and it's a shame because the other one, you know, he understands. He's like, you know, but the older one, no, because you know he likes his comfort food. I know. Not my side of the family. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as we're talking about screens, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force has now finalized its guideline urging everybody age 15 to 65 to get an HIV test. HIV causes AIDS. It's the virus that causes AIDS. And the best way to fight HIV is to find the HIV before you get AIDS. So they want everybody between 15 and 65 to get screened. Don't just think it's a homosexual problem or an IV drug use problem, okay? HIV can happen to everybody. Now, yes, we notice a heck of a lot less infections with heterosexual people, absolutely, but it does happen. And if any of you have had a tattoo, handled somebody else's blood and you think you got into your system, not only get checked for HIV, but also get checked for hepatitis. Why not? Remember they made a recommendation that everybody who's around, you know, 60 years old, you know, and maybe baby boomer age should be getting hepatitis tests? Because tattoo parlors used to not have the recommendations until the mid-80s. And so people that got mid-80s tattoos could be at risk for hepatitis. Why not? If you're getting an HIV test, do that. All right? Apparently the new statement was published yesterday on the task force website by the Annals of Internal Medicine. Is a departure against the more cautious recommendation that they made back in 2005. Now they want everybody, even the girls. All right. So when we come back, I want to talk about bipolar. Catherine Zeta-Jones is going back into rehab for bipolar 2. What is that and what's happening with her? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food
available over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don Work on the Dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Catherine Zeta-Jones, I'm not sure what her first movie was. The first movie I ever saw Catherine Zeta-Jones in was the Zorro movie. Exquisite. I believe she's from Wales. Right? You know, you wouldn't expect her to have, you know, a Welsh accent, but beautiful girl, great, great performer, great actress, apparently has been suffering from bipolar. Now, we first learned that the 43-year-old Oscar winner had bipolar because she apparently had to check in to a rehab facility, and this was around the time Michael Douglas, her husband, was diagnosed with stage 4 throat cancer. And might I just add, I mean, congratulations to him for battling that so well. I mean, you rarely see a stage 4 throat cancer recover that well. And so I'm pretty relieved about that. But from what we understand, she had to be checked into a facility for treatment of bipolar 2. We really didn't get much information on what needed to be done, you know, for her treatment. But, you know, from what we understand, it was able to stabilize her mood swings. And we'll go into what bipolar is, bipolar 1, bipolar 2, et cetera. Well, now it looks like she had to check in. And so from what we understand, she's doing this. Apparently, a spokeswoman for Catherine Zeta-Jones says she's doing it proactively. Okay, and of course they, you know, want to say that because they don't want anybody to think that anything is going wrong right now. She is just proactively and being careful in terms of not going back into a, I guess, a repression or a recurrence of it. So, you know, what is bipolar and why does somebody actually have to go into a rehab facility or be institutionalized? Well, bipolar disorder, I think, has undergone a whole variety of changes of its definitions. The true bipolar definition is where you feel both poles, all right, meaning depression, the bottom pole, or mania, the higher pole. So you get these episodes of mania and depression. We used to call this manic depression or manic depressive disorder. We used to call it that. Then they called it bipolar. Okay, bipolar 1, a lot more severe than bipolar 2. You get the severe mood episodes from mania to depression. Bipolar 2 is milder. You have milder episodes of the hypomania, and it alternates with periods of depression, but it isn't as severe as bipolar 1. So Catherine Zeta-Jones, from what we understand, is bipolar 2. Now, then you have true depression. Unipolar depression. It's where you're in a deep funk. We've talked about depression. It's a tough one. Depression, that's tough. You know, you have situational depression, and a lot of us have experienced that. Somebody dies. You go through a breakup. You don't want to eat, sleep, etc. But usually when you are healthier, you end up being able to come out of it easier, okay, using tincture of time, as I like to quote Amy Elwood, tincture of time. But, you know, when you have, you know, unipolar depression severe, it's not situational. You are depressed. Anything keeps you back in that funk. It's like an elephant stepping on you, not letting you get out of the pit, all right? And that's unipolar depression. That is half of the bipolar, although bipolars have the mood swings. You have cyclothymia, which is periods of mania. And mania is where you go on these either rants, all right, either of yelling and screaming and being in a bad mood, or rants of gambling, rants of shopping, rants of spending money, sexual episodes for days even. And so when you're manic, that's what happens. Now, some of you go, so wait a second, you're describing my wife. You know, when she shops all weekend long. Well, that doesn't mean she has bipolar. You know, I mean, sometimes there are sales, then you see one sale, so you go to the other, and then, see, I hate shopping. I cannot stand shopping. I hate it. But I do understand that once you find a dress that you like on sale, you're like, oh, crap, I got to get shoes. Then you're like, oh, no, I need to get a scarf to go with it or accessories. That's why I hate it so much, because I think it's a pain in the butt. But that's where you may misconstrue your wife as having bipolar, because they have to go store to store to, you know, complete the outfits, okay, and then get it done. And by the way, a lot of women do hate shopping. I know a lot of you guys think they like it because they, you know, they'll do it for so many hours. It's not that we like it. A lot of times we want to do it and get it done with. When I buy clothes once a year, and then I don't want to deal with it. And it's tough because, honestly, I don't even feel like I need to go once a year. You know, because usually my weight over time is stable, but it's because I don't want people seeing me in the same clothes. So I got to get something different, and I got to mix it up a little bit. All right? And then, of course, you have mixed bipolar, where you have episodes that can have both symptoms. You know, you can have, depression. You can have mania, but you can also have irritability, angry, moodiness. Mixed bipolar is what I think a lot of people are being diagnosed with. because they, you know, how you know you're with somebody who's kind of a mixed bipolar is you have to always watch what you say around them. They could be in a great mood, and then all of a sudden you say something, and they just go off. All right. But their good days are so good. You know, I like to watch television and, you know, try to diagnose what people have based on what I see. I look at their earlobes to see if they have that earlobe crease, that little Frank sign, to see if they have high cholesterol. I like to, you know, check their neck, see if it looks like they have a goiter on TV. And we're going to be talking about in the next segment how some of you on Facebook will catch illnesses that other people have just by looking at the pictures. We're going to be talking about that after the break. But, you know, I watch Bering Sea Gold. You know, I love the whole gold rush and ice cold gold, et cetera. And so I watch Bering Sea Gold. And, oh, by the way, ice cold gold. One of my Facebook buddies, Chad Watkins, is on. Chad, right, the good-looking guy with the beard, the dredger, the guy that's cool, that doesn't seem to have a, you know, wissy fit like the other ones are doing. Yeah, Facebook buddy. So make sure you watch out for him on Ice Cold Gold. Anyway, so I watch Bering Sea Gold, and there's one guy, he does the anchor management. I forget his name. Good-looking guy. Think you guys know what I'm talking about. Blonde. Kind of looks like he's in his early 40s, late 30s. And, I mean, when he has, it looks like he has friends. People always wondering, how can he have friends? You know, because he seems to yell and scream a lot. But it looks like when he has a good day, it's a good day. I mean, he just looks like you could really get along with him and you could have a lot of fun with him. He's funny, etc. But then he goes off. And, you know, I don't want to diagnose somebody, you know, before they've ever, you know, had a chance to be diagnosed. But that's an example of somebody where just you just can't, you don't try and read them. Because if you do, that's going to make them mad as well. It just, everything sets them off. And it's a shame because I could see that guy's good days are probably pretty damn good. Mommy dearest, Joan Crawford probably had bipolar. But a lot of your most gifted people have bipolar. They think Beethoven had bipolar. They think Mozart had bipolar. His manic episodes that you were able to see in the movie Amadeus. Rock me Amadeus. Let me see who else we think might have had bipolar. They say the woman who was in the volcano movie, Dante's Peak and Terminator, they say she has bipolar. One source had said Ben Stiller has suffered with bipolar. I can't confirm that, but, you know, a lot of your stars, a lot of your more artistic people, gifted people will actually have bipolar. And I look at that as the ones where, you know, you're just circulating the, you know, it's those poles. You got the high pole and the low pole. You have some people that just kind of circle the equator, you know, no big deal, you know, nothing really hurts, nothing really, you know, giggles, nothing, you know. But then you have the people that could really taste, you know, the octaves, the high octaves and the low octaves. But unfortunately, some of the people don't feel their gift. They only feel the curse. And people around them feel the curse, too. All right. When we come back, we're going to be talking about being able to diagnose based on looking at Facebook pictures and how some people's lives were saved because of that. Don't go away. We'll show you. We'll give you some clues on what to look for in these pictures. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, you know, it's so hard to type and broadcast at the same time, but I got to tell you, this is very, very interesting. The idea that people were diagnosing their friends and family, et cetera, by looking at pictures on Facebook. Now, keep in mind, okay, you need to be very gutsy. As a friend, neighbor, hairstylist, you have to be gutsy, even if you think you're going to be at risk of losing the friendship, because I can't tell you how many times somebody has saved the life of one of my patients because they were honest about you, something's wrong. Like, for example, I had a patient whose tongue was kind of big, and his hands were big. And he's married, and I guess one of their friends says, you know, I hate to say this, but I, you know, damn, you got a big tongue and big hands, you know, and the wife's like, yeah, yeah, I like it, you know, and they're like, I, you know, you sure? I don't remember you, were you always like that? And, I mean, that's tough because somebody could get insulted. But it turned out that gentleman that had a big tongue and big hands actually had acromegaly, had, large amounts of growth hormone, had a tumor in his brain, a benign one, pituitary tumor that was giving off the hormone. Ended up, getting it fixed and addressed and, stopped growing, a bigger tongue and hands. I know some of you guys are like, oh man, dude, that friend just did him in. No, but that's important. You know, hairdressers and hairstylists, barbers, please, for the love of the Lord, if you see a funny looking mole on the scalp of your client, tell them. Okay? Tell them, you know, look, you don't have to diagnose them with melanoma. You don't have to diagnose them with a benign seborrhea keratosis. But have the guts to say, look, you know, you do have a little mole here. I don't know if this is something you've always had or not, but, you know, you may want to get it checked out by a doctor. Now, some of you I know don't like doing that because if your client ends up going to the doctor, having to spend the money to go to the doctor, it turned out to be nothing. They may, and I get this as a doctor too all the time, you know, kill the messenger type of thing. They may be mad at you and go somewhere else, and it stinks. I hate helping people, right? And I mean, what if you were right? You save that person's life for crying out loud, and they still may not come back to you. I can't tell you how many people we found the tumor, we saved their life, and, you know, it just they get depressed, you know, because that's where the tumor was found, so they don't come back. It happens a lot. Or some people come back, and they're lifelong patients of yours. Not that. That's what you want to, you know, as a barber or whatever, that's not what you want to, your goal to be. You don't want to make them lifelong patients. You just want to do some good. And if you think you see something on their scalp or on the back of their neck, tell them. You know, I mean, right now, my hairstylist is probably the only person that I think would, you know, could possibly have my life in his hands. Because nobody looks at my scalp. Yeah, I should go to a dermatologist once a year, but, you know, he's the only one that's there looking. So it's pretty important. All right, so basically, Jordy Cernick, 38 years old, could not understand why he was putting on weight, especially on his face. All right, and his face was red, and he had excessive sweating. So he saw his GP dozens of times. They all just said, lose weight. You know, made him go to a dietitian, etc. But he was developing something that we call a moon face. Now, for those of you that are medical students or nurses or, you know, doctors, and you're like, okay, moon face, so he probably had Cushing syndrome. He probably was making too much hormone, too much ACTH. This is a hormone that stimulates the adrenal glands that sit above the kidneys, and it makes cortisol. Excessive cortisol causes you to be obese, could cause you to have a puffy red face, etc. And, I guess somebody had seen him and said, you know, look, something's not right, but it took a non-doctor to figure that out. Now, this story, many of you guys heard, there was a baby. They took a picture of the baby. The baby was gorgeous, but the baby was kind of purple. And so somebody noticed, all right, from what I understand on Facebook, that the baby looked kind of purple. And, you know, sometimes it takes the non-mother to look. It turned out baby did have a, trying to see what the heart, I don't know if it was coarctation of the aorta. I'm trying to find out what he had. I think he had a abnormal valve. Yes, he had an abnormal valve in his heart. Who knew? All right, now, you would think you would be able to pick that up on auscultation when pediatricians, you know, listen, etc. But sometimes if the room is noisy or the baby doesn't go to the doctor because mom doesn't bring him. Anyway, the baby has had 10 operations, may need further treatment, but basically, life was saved, you know? Let me see. There was somebody, I guess, who had a funny looking jaw, and I guess somebody was able to diagnose that, she was bulimic because she had a very, very puffy face, and a very puffy face and swollen salivary glands. Your salivary glands that make saliva or spit get damaged by the excessive purging. Able to be diagnosed with bulimia. This is a spooky one. All right. A mom had taken pictures of her two little kids. One was an 8-month-old, I think, baby. Was it 8-month-old? I think a baby looks a little older to me. All right, anyway, the two kids were sitting there for a picture. Mom took a picture and posted it on Facebook. Well, one of the eyes, all right, had this white, the eyes weren't even. The boy was looking at the camera, but one eye had a white glint to it. Well, it turned out mom, when she was told that, took baby to ophthalmologist. Baby was diagnosed with a retinoblastoma, which is an eye cancer that ends up, happening on the retina before age 5. Now, I guess the girl's okay. Had, surgery, chemotherapy, etc. But just a picture on Facebook. Now, bulging eyes. This is something that's very easy to diagnose. You'll see pictures of people and their eyes will be very bulging. Big, beautiful eyes. But you see more of the whites of your eyes than you should. Well, that could be a condition called exophthalmos. We see that in people that have overactive thyroid gland disease, like Graves' disease, hyperthyroid. So a lot of times, people don't want to tell you your eyes look bulging. They don't want to do that, but, that's how you diagnose Graves' disease. All right, I get very nervous when I watch men with very big abdomens compared to their chest, compared to their butt. Now, truncal obesity that happens in women and men, you could kind of tell they got some back fats, they're all a little bit chunky, etc. But when you have a man where the chest is a lot more narrow than the abdomen and then the waist, and it almost looks like he's wearing a tire. I mean, I don't know if any of you guys see Axemen, but before I even knew what Axemen was about, they showed one of the guy's fathers get out of a truck. And I look at him, and I tell my husband, I go, I bet this guy has abdominal cancer, colon cancer, liver cancer. Look at him. And my husband's like, which one? The one with the big belly? Yeah, it was a skinny guy with a big belly. And then the next segment, they talked about how he was dying cancer. The ascites or the accumulation of fluid, or you could even have kidney disease, etc., will cause the abdomen to swell. And the rest of the body looks out of proportion to it. When I see something like that, I get a little nervous. So, I'm not saying go on Facebook now and look at everybody's pictures and try to diagnose them, but it's amazing how when I have somebody come in to the office, it's not because they found something, it's because somebody else did. And bravo to those of you with the guts to tell your spouse, to tell your loved one, to tell your next door neighbor something looks off. And, and some people won't like that. I mean, if somebody comes up to me and looks at my arm and goes, that mole looks funny, I will probably get annoyed by that. I will. But you know what? I think we need to be a tougher population. I mean, I see populations in other countries. I mean, the way people talk to each other, nobody gets their panties in a bunch. I mean, nobody then goes on Facebook and defriends them. You could always open it up by saying, look, I was listening to the Dr. Dahlia show. She said that a lot of people get diagnosed on Facebook and stuff. So I'm on a mission to just go and tell you, go get this checked. All right? Now try it that way. Don't go away. We're coming right back. Quick break. 1-877 Doc Dahlia. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little
white church. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.